A new poll by the Los Angeles Times shows an increase in support for the recall of Governor Gray Davis, with actor Arnold Schwarzenegger in the lead if the recall passes, and Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante slipping from first place to second. Some analysts are saying the race has come down to Davis versus Schwarzenegger, but commentator Ruben Navarrete says Bustamante deserves to be taken seriously.
With the California recall election just a few days away, one hopes that voters in the Golden State have a sense for the real Cruz Bustamante, the candidate, not the caricatures. Polls show the California lieutenant governor in the top tier of candidates trying to oust Governor Gray Davis. The 50-year-old grandson of Mexican immigrants could become California's first Latino governor in 150 years. That sort of thing inspires some and frightens others. Which brings us to the caricatures. To liberals, like those in the media, Bustamante is a Latino Forrest Gump, who's only gotten this far in life because he always seems to be in the right place at the right time. How else, suggested various columnists and a half dozen newspaper articles, could someone who comes across as inarticulate and uninspiring now find himself with a decent shot at being elected governor of the nation's most populous state? To conservatives, Bustamante is more like Pancho Villa, an angry and militant revolutionary. Some of them made much ado about nothing when they tried to smear Bustamante by playing up his membership 30 years ago in a Chicano student group called Mecha. In an interview with the Los Angeles Times, Representative Dan Burton of Indiana went even further when he suggested that Bustamante, if elected, may want to give California back to Mexico. Both portraits are absurd. I've known Cruz for 10 years, and the truth is, I've never been impressed with his leadership abilities. My main complaints are that he's too calculating, too embedded in the wine and cheese crowd of the Democratic establishment, and too unwilling to go to bat for the disadvantaged and the downtrodden, especially if it means taking on powerful interests whose support he may need someday. Having said that, Bustamante is no simpleton. He knows politics inside and out. He eats, sleeps, and breathes it. And why shouldn't he? He's been involved in it in one form or another his entire adult life. Nor is Bustamante a radical. Far from it. During his 6 years in the state legislature, he built a reputation as a centrist and a defender of agribusiness, whose politics were shaped by his upbringing in California's conservative San Joaquin Valley. I know something about those upbringings. I had one myself. And I also know this. Bustamante deserves more respeto than he's getting from either the media or the right-wing mob. Not to worry. If the poll numbers hold up, there will be plenty of time for folks to mail in their apologies. The only thing is, they may just have to send them care of the governor's office.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.